Got it, Rex. Alex speaking.
How you going? My name's Dylan. I'm calling up about our 2010 Outback. We bought it in a month or so ago, having problems with it. And at the time, like, no one could find anything wrong with it.
Right.
I don't know if it rings a bell. I can't remember who we were mostly
Not off the top of my head,
to.
No, but please continue.
Yeah. So at the time, we just noticed, like, some dashboard lights coming on and, like, mm-hmm. just feeling like it was, like, power was dropping out. So I think like you guys looked at it, looked at the codes, and it pointed to something wrong with the battery. So we drove it home. RACV checked the battery. There was nothing wrong with it.
Right.
But I think there was some also some transmission codes. So we took it to transmission place.
Uh-huh.
I forget the name of it, Northside, you guys recommended.
Uh-huh.
They kind of checked the codes. They didn't see anything. They just saw some electrical issues. So they cleared them and spoke to you guys again, and no one kind of really knew, so we just, like, said to drive it again to see how it goes.
Right.
So we've been driving it, and then, like, the dashboard lights have all kind of come back on. We've noticed, like, power dropping out at low speeds, like, every now and then, like, the car would just, like, rev heaps and then, like, kind of clunk back into gear, like, something with the transmission, like, going weird.
Uh-huh.
Just lots of, like, weird things kind of happening, and we've been doing some Googling and we're not quite sure, but I don't know, like Googling points to either the transmission's fucked or there's like electrical issues kind of just making everything go
what
a bit.
What's your name, man?
How you are? Dylan. Dylan Kelson.
Just bear with me for a sec. How do I, just your contact number?
Yeah, 0427.
Yep.
035.
Yep.
850.
850.
Yep.
So 0427 035 850.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
You might have my wife's number if, like,
yeah,
you're trying to
look up. What's her number there, man?
0409.
Yep.
423.
679. Emma, there we go. Cool. Okay.
So we got a service recently and, like, everything was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
The boys did a radiator on it for you, from what I can
see. Yeah.
So there was no service in that one. That was just the radiator and hoses. Prior to that, there was one, which was a minor service, correct? Saying it needs a de-service soon as coolant stains on the underside of the manifold, coolant leaking out from behind the power steering pump and behind the AC pump. Coolant stains underneath due to coolant leaking from the top side of the engine. First rocker covers are leaking. Just a lot of leaks. There's no mention here of the transmission issue. Obviously, that must have been when you just dropped. I think you just might have dropped it in for a quick diagnose.
We just like
it out. I just checked
because,
it.
Yeah, the guy just quickly just took a look at
yeah.
it and run the kind of the codes.
Yeah, gotcha. So, in short, to be honest, with something like this, it's not an easy thing to diagnose if it's intermittent.
Yeah,
we'll need to spend time on it. I think what the outcome was here was Tony was sort of suggesting the car's got quite a few things wrong with it. Now, I think the idea was have a quick look and just let you know there's nothing obvious. It's got here gear changes occasionally, not smooth, but that can be quite common on these two.
So that was happening, and now, like, we've noticed it, like, really bad. Like, that is, the car just rev, and then, like, a massive kind of clunk, like a bang to get whatever. Obviously, like, connects back into gear or something.
Yeah, got ya.
We're definitely like wanting to get a new car, like because yeah. we're just like this one's, you know,
I think
done a lot of K's and it's getting a bit old.
Sort of heading with,
like,
this, looking at the
yeah.
the depths of the issues with the outside of the engine and just resealing that, but then having to reseal it and consider that it's got nearly 300,000 K's on it is a bit
yeah.
of a waste of time.
Our thing was like if it's like an electrical issue that can just keep us driving for like the next couple of weeks, like we'd put, you know, a couple hundred bucks into it, but
yeah
we don't want to be dumping thousands into it.
Yeah, no, if it's just a short-term fix like that, you're welcome to drive it past. I'm pretty sure Tony and the boys would have already gone and put their hands over just about anything that's a 5-minute check. So
yeah.
Battery, terminals, earths, plugs, anything that was obvious. So I just don't see them missing checking those things, which would have covered the easy items.
Yeah, so yeah, it's probably going to take a lot of diagnosis time to try and figure out.
Yeah, that's right. So
yeah.
You're pouring in $150 an hour
for
us to potentially work out that there's something expensive wrong.
Yeah.
And then there's a huge amount of repairs on the car anyway that bring it up to a standard at those Ks. So I think the consensus there was if it can drive for as long as it can, let it drive, but then maybe don't invest too much more money into the car.
Yeah, look, we noticed, like, it's okay. We've been using it to do, like, go to the groceries and drop the kids off to school. Like, that's fine. On the weekend, we took it, we went to, like, Brunswick, so we went on the Western Ring Road, and as soon as we were on the Western Ring Road, like, the oil temp light came on, and it just was, like, not having a good time. So we're like, anything where we're having to go, you know, over 60 Ks, like, closer to 100 Ks, like, just was not liking it all. So, yeah, look, we're definitely, like, kind of already in that mindset of, like, yeah, we just need to get a new car.
Yeah.
But do you think this one's fine to still run, like, on short trips in the meantime? Drive it till it dies? Like, or is it
You can. I don't think... I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be detrimental, which would, you know, break something and leave the car stranded. It'd be more a case of now all of a sudden it doesn't want to change gears anymore by itself. Or it just won't drive. Like, it literally, you put it into drive or reverse and there won't be a gear there anymore.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're welcome to book it in. I'm happy to book it in for you guys and spend more time diagnosing it. I just don't know what we're going to find. That's
Amazing.
You know, and you might pour in anywhere between $0 and $1,000 and we may still not have a solid answer.
And then at the end of the day, we've still got a, like, 15-year-old car, close to 300 Ks. Yeah.
The age, it's just looking at the repairs that it needs to get it on up to a standard. And those repairs would be crazy to do on a motor that's 300,000 Ks old. You would say, I'd say to you, you're better off just pouring those repair dollars into a fresh motor and going, well, you know what? I'm going to drive this for another 5 years then. But if that's not on the cards, then you'd rather jump ship for another car, which I don't think is a bad idea. I'd say keep the money in your pocket, man. Try and drive it as far as you can. If you want, yourself or Emma can roll up in the driveway and I can just put my hand over some of the quick 5-minute things and just say to you, look, there's nothing dead set obvious. It'd be deeper than this, so.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Look, maybe if we're in the area, we might just, like, drop in.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because, like, the cruise light's flashing, the S in the brackets is flashing,
the whole dash is
going crazy.
It's throwing codes. That's what it is. So if you want, I can clear those codes for you again. That takes 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But what it'll be is that it's having a diagnostic fault. Basically, something's gone haywire there. And it could be as simple as a broken pin in the engine or transmission harness, but trying to find that guy, it's not a 2 minute.
Yeah, you got to pull everything apart and check everything. Totally understandable.
How much money are we willing to risk on investing for diagnostics to potentially have not a great outcome?
Yeah, you know? No, totally agree. Yes, I think that really just confirms kind of our assumptions. So that's really helpful. While I've got you, we've been quickly looking at new cars and we are maybe considering the hybrid, which I think is a Forester. I don't know if you've got any, like, quick thoughts on, like, those, if they're any good or not.
Talking of a brand new-y?
Brand new or either, like, you know, the, like, 22, 23, something kind of recent.
I don't have any info on them just yet, just because we don't see them come through.
Yeah.
Every car in 2022 you would hope would be pretty well spec these days in terms of quality, but hybrid and EV isn't one of Subaru's strong suits.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have any feedback at the moment on what that would be long-term wise. So
that's right.
Yeah. My suggestion is if you're looking into something like that would be to get something that has a good warranty on it from the manufacturer, not a third-party warranty.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. I guess we've been looking up and the price difference between new and, like, recently new isn't that much different, pointing us towards, like, well, maybe we should get new, that way we can get proper warranty on it. And
Well, you can still have proper warranty even on a recently new. If you buy it from a dealer, the manufacturer's, the manufacturer's warranty should still stand, provided the car's meeting the service conditions. So even if you bought one that's 6 months old, all it is that it's been run for 6 months, so you've lost essentially from whenever it was registered, you've lost that period of warranty. So you would always, my suggestion would be to clarify what warranty is left on the car from the day you buy it.
Yeah. Okay. And what's typical for the warranty period?
I think statutory is months, 6 months, but your manufacturers these days generally about five years, and I think 150,000 Ks or something like that. I'm not too sure on the hybrid, to be honest.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. That's stuff for us to check. Cool. Appreciate that.
Easy, man. No problem. If you need to drop by, drop by.
Will do. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.